You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Inga Overtoom.
But for us, we believe that successful brands do something real. And real in the sense that it can be something real life, but also in the sense that it has to mean something.
Inga has 15 years experience in project and account management across every aspect of experiential advertising. She is currently the partner and operations director of Brandbase, a creative production company based in Amsterdam, renowned for big and bold brand experiences. With clients including the likes of Shell, ABN, AMRO, Amsterdam Airport Schiphol, Ing Bank, Inga is responsible for all operations of the Brandbase team. Inga, welcome to On Brand.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I am so excited to chat with you about your work at Brandbase and beyond. I also realize that I left out in your bio that you're on the board for IDEA, the trade association representing the Netherlands' most prominent live communications and event agencies. So I want to make sure I get that in there as well.
But that's correct.
But really, throughout all of your bio is what I call the E word of experience. And I feel like more and more there is a mandate for brands to talk about experience. But boy, experience can cover a whole lot of things. Where do you start with something that is kind of a heavy lift like that?
Well, what we believe is a great brand experience is that you really connect with the brand in a way that they want to communicate to their audience. So if a brand, for instance, has a certain purpose or something that they want to portray, we feel that we have to find innovative and creative ways in order to let the audience experience that. So that can be an event or a product that we develop to tell a certain story or message or something that you can play with, a product or an experience online, like a game that you can play. It can be basically anything as long as you're actively interacting with the brand.
Well, I think that's important that you kind of covered all of those bases, because especially including events, because I think in this day and age when we're talking about so much online digital content, we are maybe over-indexing on those online touch points, but live experience, I even feel like live experience, because of how crowded the world is that we're in online, I think those live experiences can really cut through the clutter.
Definitely, yeah. One example that I can give you is what the work that we did for Shell at the Generation Discover Festival that we have been creating and producing over the last maybe 6 years. Where the situation was, there was a decrease of interest in science and technology studies, which will become a problem in the future. So Shell asked us to come up with a solution in order to interest these young kids in these types of studies. And instead of a regular communication campaign, or maybe even only on digital, we created a five-day festival in which we let them experience the cool things concerning science and technology. So over 35,000 people are visiting the festival, where they can participate in workshops to build and raise their own saltwater car, or to educate them about new forms of energy, or they can fly with drones, learn about cybercrime. And the result is that children considering a technical or scientific career increased with 36% after the festival. The experience really shows that people are more open and enthusiastic about the topic that they are given instead of just sending some message through the digital channels these days.
Well, boy, that's really interesting too, and I think an interesting assignment for an agency to get. You know, when you know, so often we're engaged to help sell product, to help promote the brand, but that's that's a pretty big objective in terms of engagement in science, and absolutely makes so much sense given so many different factors there. But to be able to do that and to move the needle, I think is a pretty impressive job. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, the purpose of Shell is to take an active role in finding solutions for the for this problem, and they did something in line with their belief to tackle the challenges that we face in the future. And it's up to us to come with creative and engaging ways to really deliver the results that are needed for these situations.
So I know we talked about it a little bit earlier in terms of all of the different options available in kind of the brand experience toolbox, but at what level do you know what, or do you start to have an idea of what form something's going to work best, whether it's a live event, whether it's a an online content experience? How does that thought process work?
Well, I think it's a combination of these tools. I think a live event works best if you also add some digital aspects to it as well, because you can interact with a larger audience. But for us, we believe that successful brands do something real, and real in the sense that it's that it can be something real life, but also in the sense that it has to mean something. So if you create a live experience or a brand experience that is live, you can find creative ways to tell the story also on the online channels.
Yeah, and you mentioned something in there about brands that are real, and I think kind of as an extension of this challenge of so much of what we do being online, that tactical experience of being able to take something and hold something, I think is something that, you know, we need to find ways to think more about, and to think that because our brands are increasingly virtual, how can we get something into the hands of our people?
I'm not really sure what you mean.
Oh, just in terms of the of something tactical that they can hold at an experience that they can touch, that they can engage with. I think is even more important today, maybe than it's been in the past, because of all of those virtual touch points.
Well, I think that the way that you can communicate with your audience, it's really important to have a real life experience, to create a memory so that you can even experience it over and over again. And I think that what you see online these days is just more like sending a message instead of really creating an interactive experience with the brand or with the purpose of the campaign.
Well, and that's such
a sense.
Yeah. Well, and I especially like your definition. I don't know if it's ever in all of our episodes here been thought of that way, but the idea of a brand, a core function there being to create a memory. And, mm-hmm. you know, we want something to stand out. We want something to mean something. But this idea of creating a memory for the people that we're serving, I think, is a really interesting lens to look at that through, especially when you consider what you said about everything that we're doing online. There are these fleeting moments that you might interact with something, but it's gone. And what's more is often we don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. True. But it's also an opportunity. So I don't think that digital is something that you do not have to look at when creating your campaign. I think it's best if you come up with the right mix. But we always try to, first of all, do something. And when doing something, for instance, creating an event or a product, we use that as the content for the digital campaign. So you should integrate it really smart and make it interactive as well. And I think then you have the best of both worlds.
Are you enjoying this conversation about branding? If so, I'd love to bring my Brand Now keynote speech to your next conference or corporate event. Based on my popular book, Brand Now, this talk breaks down the 7 dynamics of building a standout brand in our crowded, distracted world. Entertaining and educational, your audience will learn, laugh, and leave with ideas they can implement right away. Learn more, including watching video and viewing popular presentation topics at nickwestergaard.com/speaking. That's nickwestergaard.com/speaking. Now back to the show.
So in thinking about that and approaching the digital side of things and that opportunity, I love that. That's, you know, that has to be the focus, because it could be easy to just kind of wring your hands about that. So how can you use digital to stand out and create more of a memory from your brand experience?
Well, I think one of the great examples that we have seen in the past is what Nike did with the Gravity stores. The way that they communicate with their customers is quite different. In this case, they set up a pop-up arena in Manila. It's the Gravity stores where in Sao Paulo it was. Yes, yeah, sorry about that. They introduced the new Air Max models in collaboration with street artists. And they spray painted the newest models on existing Gravity pieces, and people had to go to these locations to pre-order this specific model. So it was a really cool campaign with a great combination of off and online tools, in which they did something in real life on these murals, and also with an online element for GPS tracking and pre-ordering your shoes. It was a really successful and different campaign that really stood out, I think.
Well, I think that's, you know, you talk about the pre-order experience. I think that's where the online experience can start to create those memories, when you can build that access around that anticipation, so someone can get in there early and do something and interact with the brand there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So in thinking about brands like Nike, who are, you know, taking it to that extreme level, what can brands looking at this and thinking it's time for us to amplify our experience, what are most missing?
Well, in my experience, I think that people are looking too much at what they know and are showing less gut, as you say it, maybe. They should try new things, and they should try to think big and bold. That's what we want to do. We want to create big and bold experiences and try new stuff in order to amaze and surprise the audience, instead of just the regular toolbox that you know from a few years back. So, and next to that, I think people should, or brands in this case, should really think about what they stand for and come up with initiatives that really that they act accordingly. So take initiatives in order to prove the claim that you're making. I think that's basically what's missing in certain brands. Not all of them, of course.
Well, and that's it's interesting. You talk about big and bold, and I think that's so key, especially with all of the noise today. And yet that's a hard item to have on the checklist, because I mean, for some it's scary. For some, they have been in a rut and just not thought about, like you said, pushing beyond that toolbox that's so comfortable just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's hard to push beyond that. Do you have any recommendations for how someone might push beyond that comfort zone?
I think first of all, you have to be really clear about what you stand for, and in order to come up with something big and bold, you have to really understand your audience as well, know who you're talking to and what interests them. And I think also brands should have a standpoint in social issues and environmental issues, because people are more in favor of brands who actively are doing stuff in these topics. So, and then you can come up with creative ways of doing interesting things and initiatives to drive sort of a positive change in these topics.
Well, it's interesting, because there you have kind of touched upon the other scary thing today, and that is getting involved in, like you said, in social issues. And this is an area that for years has been kind of the kind of barrier that you don't want to break as a brand, but it seems like it's increasingly important to do so. Would you agree?
Definitely, yeah. I think around 70% of the people are expecting more from brands socially than what they see now. So people are expecting more. It's becoming more important, and I think companies can take a position in this. They have the power, basically, to activate, to actively engage and interest the audience in these kind of topics, and activate them as well. It's becoming more important to act according your brand purpose, and many companies are actively communicating their purpose, but sometimes it's stuck in traditional communication or of just sending in instead of creating initiatives that are in line with their belief and actually change something, and most importantly, act accordingly. So I think if you stand for something, you have to have a sort of also a track record of really proving the claim that you're making, but evolving towards a positive change in these social and environmental issues.
So you talked about the brand purpose, which I feel like we keep laddering up to all of the kind of higher order thinking. In looking at the brand purpose, say you're a brand that has not been as engaged on the social front as you know you need to be, how can you tackle that if that's not been a part of who you are or who you are and who you want to be moving forward? Where do you start unpacking something like that?
Well, I think if you are not really feeling it from within, or if you don't really take a standpoint in that, then it's never going to work. So, of course, as if you have never taken a position in this and you feel like you have to, it really has to be genuine. So otherwise, it doesn't work to communicate about it. So, and it's not something that you cannot change. We live in a world where things move so quickly. So even for brands, it's possible to take a different approach in this and to change your ideas about certain issues. And then it's just necessary to take first small steps to take your audience with you and then create something big and bold to actively engage them with the standpoint that you have taken.
Yeah, I think that's so key, and again, it's so key and easy to start when you place it in those terms of the small steps, but also very scary to approach if you haven't done so already. But it all gets back to that sense of brand purpose that is kind of a foundational building block that some have missed along the way as well. So I think, you know, it's important to think about how to make sure that that's to the forefront of who you are as a brand.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. So I think that one... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, one of the examples that that we have been working on is for ABN AMRO. This is an example of the work we delivered in the campaign for the World Tennis Tournament in Rotterdam. They have been a sponsor of the event for 45 years now, and they believe the bank believes in a circular economy and tries to accelerate the sustainability shift. And together with the pillars sport and limitless passion, we created Game Changers, which are people or innovations that change the game. So we came to an insight that every year around 300 million tennis balls are being produced and almost nothing gets recycled. So we found out that it's even really hard to recycle these products. But in the end, we found a way, a new recycling process that we used. And we created products with the tennis ball. So we created the sneaker, which we made the hero of the campaign. And we created a tennis vibration dampener, a sustainable roof tile, and a Bluetooth speaker, all made with recycled tennis balls. And we asked the visitors of the tournament to bring their old tennis balls so we can use them for the production of tennis playgrounds. So we did something real and created an experience and campaign around it in which we empathize and prove the belief of ABN AMRO in a circular economy. So we kind of made the first step in the recycling process that hopefully can evolve in the coming years in much more. So that's really a proof point of the claim that they're making.
I love that. Big brands doing bold things, things that didn't necessarily know how to do previously. So that's yeah. Great. So as we start to wrap up, Inga, who is a brand that has made you smile recently?
Well, the brand that always makes me smile is Red Bull. I think they are the example of big and bold. They are known for the extreme sports to create a cool brand. And they create their own media. So they do the Red Bull Stratus, the air racing series and all other cool stuff. And I really like Formula One as well. And since Max Verstappen, our own Dutch guy, is doing really well in Formula One. I like watching them every week or every other 2 weeks. So, I think they are a great example of doing it the right way concerning branding.
I love it. Red Bull is a great example. Where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Well, they can go to our website, brandbase.nl, and they can contact me whenever they'd like to learn more about me or the company that I work for.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Inga, thanks for being on Brand with us.
Thank you for having me.
And as a reminder, you can find show notes, links, and more at onbrandpodcast.com. If you like what you're hearing, remember to subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen. And please take a moment and rate and review the show to help others find it. For more on me, including how you can subscribe to my In Case You Missed It newsletter, please visit nickwestergaard.com. That's Westergaard with two A's. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.